The book that we've picked for this time around, Dangerous, or you picked Dangerous Crossing by Rachel Reese. We'll talk to Rachel in a minute or two. No pressure for you then, because you can now run through the book and what you thought.
Yes, well, this was a book that I had flagged up to me when it first came out, but unfortunately it was one of those that just didn't get top of my pile at the time. And then I saw that it was reviewed quite substantially by a lot of people at the end of last year, saying it's their favourite book of
Rich
the year.
Rich and Judy picked it, didn't they?
That's right, and picks. Lots of other bloggers and reviewers as well. So I thought, well, I really need to get on with this. So I did manage to read it, and I chose this opportunity to make me read it. And I'm so glad that I did, that I didn't miss out on the book. It's beautifully set. It's set in 1939, just as war is about to be declared. So, you know, there's a sense of tenseness, but there's tension, but it hasn't. People are still hopeful. And the setting and the period, because it's on a cruise liner, really reminded me of Agatha Christie.
Yeah,
and
it's so clever, isn't it? Yeah.
But it's something quite different altogether. So it's 1939. There's a whole bundle of passengers who are on this cruise liner, and they're going from Britain to Australia. So they're leaving behind all sorts of things.
It's assisted passage, isn't it?
Yes. And they're hoping for a new life in Australia. But what are they leaving behind? And as we go through the book, we find out more and more about these secrets that the people are trying to...
Well, you know right at the beginning something terrible's happened,
yes,
don't you?
But you don't really know what it's all about. You've got this passenger, this lady in green, who's being led off the boat
wearing
in handcuffs.
Fox fur. Now, that fox fur, I think, belonged to just about everybody on the boat, because you keep thinking, aha, and aha, and oh, no, and all the way through it.
Yeah, so you are wrong-footed all the way as to who this particular lady is. And sometimes when you have these prologues, you forget about it when you get into the main part of the book, but you never forget about this. You're constantly puzzling, who is this woman?
Yeah.
And then when you get to the end, which we mustn't say, just in case anybody hasn't read it yet, I think it's such a shock. It's a real twist. It's very surprising and stays with you.
and the characters are lovely, from all sorts of social classes. The places they stop off at, you feel like you've been on a journey of your own, don't you?
That's right. And there's not a huge amount of detail. It's not like a travel guide, but you've got the real feel of these locations. You've got a place in Italy, you stop at the pyramids, there's also Ceylon. It's really very clever. And also you've got all the sense of being on this boat. You've got the mundane tasks like how you take a bath and what you do about your laundry, and you've also got the dinner parties, the you know, dressing for dinner, the parties, the sleeping on deck at night because it was too hot in your cabin. It's very atmospheric. For somebody like me who's always thought about the glamour of a cruise, it just lived up to all.
Are you
going to
go on one now?
No.
I don't think they're the same these days.
No.
Very quickly, we'll talk to Rachel in a second, but just had an email through from Lynn, who's read it. So Lynn is one of those listening who's read it. She says, I enjoyed the book, a really interesting idea to set the whole story on a voyage from Tilbury to Australia. Friendships were quickly made, but was everyone as they seemed to be? The characters were believable. The hinted secrets and scandals added to the growing mystery and suspense. With the imminent outbreak of war, differences between race, religion and class suddenly became more significant. The trips ashore were vividly recounted and were a relief from the growing tensions on board. I thought it was well written. I would recommend it, and I didn't see the ending coming at all.
Very good.
Should we have a word with Rachel? Let's make you sit and wait and listen as well. Afternoon, Rachel.
Hello.
Sorry to make you sit through that, but I'm sure.
No, I thoroughly enjoyed hearing all about my book. Thank you very much.
So, because is it right that you got the whole idea from this when you actually came? Was it a book in your mum's house?
Yes, I was just nosing around in my mum's things, as I am wont to do, and came across this kind of curious little notebook, which was a personal memoir written by a friend of my mum's called Joan Hollis, who in 1938 had herself travelled to Australia under the assisted passage scheme to go into domestic service. And she'd kept a diary of the voyage, which she later typed up and gave out to her family and friends. And in this diary, she chronicled absolutely every detail of life on board the ship, you know, what the passengers wore, what they were listening to, the cocktails they drank, the exotic locations they visited. And I was reading this little notebook and just felt this kind of real tingling of excitement, just thinking what an amazing setting it would make for a crime book. What if something really terrible happened on the ship? So, yeah, it was a great find for me.
I love the way the fox fur moved around. And when did you think of that one to start with?
I, well, when I sat, after I'd read this kind of curious notebook, I... I sat down and I was so kind of inspired by it, and I sat down and immediately wrote this prologue. I mean, obviously the memoir that of my mum's friends is very factual, and none of the characters are the same, that the events aren't the same, but the background detail is the same. But it kind of inspired me so much. I sat down and wrote this prologue of this woman, mysterious woman, being led off a ship in shackles. And I described what she was wearing. This fox fur just seemed to fit. And then once that was in my head, it just seemed like an obvious thing to make this poor fox travel around the ship's passengers a bit.
It's Catherine here. But you've got so much material from this diary then. So what were the challenges in writing this particular book? Because it's quite different from what you were writing before, isn't it?
Yes, because I'm also Tammy Cohen, which is my real name, and I write contemporary psychological thrillers. So it was very different. I mean, this was writing something historical. This is why I chose to have a different name, really, because I wanted to have complete freedom and not be kind of tied down by what I'd done before, and be able to write in a completely different way. And this whole soaking yourself completely in the atmosphere of the times, in the whole thing about what they were listening to on the radio, what the musicians were playing, what the smells were when they went to these locations, you know, the sound of the taffeta as the women walk past in their evening dresses, all those amazing details that kind of set up the atmosphere for a historical novel. That was all completely new to me, and I absolutely loved it, I have to say.
Was it quite scary? I read that you're somewhere, you know, letting this book go as and the first of its kind is a bit nerve-wracking.
It was nerve-wracking. It was also liberating and exciting. But yes, it was nerve-wracking. I mean, you're writing something. It was like writing your first book all over again. You don't have no idea how people are going to react to it. And also, because it's historical, that you kind of are hoping that you've been faithful to the period and that people are going to appreciate being kind of immersed in that period, and there aren't going to be any details that jar because they don't think that they're particularly authentic. So you do feel more of a responsibility in that sense, I think.
But you've had a tremendous response to it. I mean, it's been very popular. So will you do this again? Will you try another historical?
Well, I have
She has. Oh, yeah.
My second Rachel Reeves book, which is called Fatal Inheritance, and it's set on the French Riviera in 1948.
Is that out yet? Is it just out?
It was coming out in July, I think, this year.
Fantastic. And the Riviera, a lovely sort of area with lots of atmosphere as well.
When I was thinking about the new book and deciding where to set it, it was kind of one of those things where you suddenly think, well, if I'm going to be spending months and months doing research for this book, where would I most like to do that research? Oh, maybe the Riviera would be good. So,
so yes, did you go?
Hard job.
Did you go? You went, did you? Did you go there?
Yes.
Oh, very sensible, very sensible. These, I mean, I guess from your point of view, to get them made into films would be lovely as well. I mean, I can just picture them, really.
Oh, I know. I wish. I mean, it is the Holy Grail. Everyone would love to see the stories coming to life. I mean, it's I guess it's the money. It takes a lot of money to reproduce something like that. It's a lot of period detail, all those locations. But I live in hope.
You can never. I was going to say, and why Rachel? As you said, Tammy Cohen is what you write at your other books. Why Rachel? Any reason?
I had to come up with a name quite quickly. I like a bit of alliteration, so and Rachel had been the name of a character in my previous psychological thriller, and so she kind of came to mind. And I liked the name Rachel, and then Reese because my mum is Welsh, and I just thought I'd have a little nod to my Welsh roots, but my mum's maiden name was Jones, so Rachel Jones didn't seem to go, but Rachel Reese, and also Jean Reese, of course.
Brilliant. It's a good title. and for those who maybe have read this book first, the rest of us now can think, yay, because you've got several other books. So you've got other books written as Tammy Cohen, yeah?
Yes, and as Tamar Cohen. They are completely different. So I wouldn't like anyone to go thinking it's going to be more of the same. They're very different. They're very contemporary and they're quite dark. But yes, there are several of them. I think another nine.
Wow, so we've got real treats. Is that tough for you, though? So are you three different people?
Well, I've retired Tamar Cohen. She was the first. The first three came out under Tamar Cohen. And they were, I think they were classed, you know, these bizarre genres that you get shoved into. So I think they were classed as kind of contemporary women's fiction, dark contemporary women's fiction. And then I think the sales department decided that nobody could pronounce Tamar, so it was Tammy after that, and that's what we've stuck with.
I know you do have a website, because I found it earlier on, as all three, don't you?
Yes.
So if people want to have a read, they can. In the meantime, Rachel, thank you so much for taking the time. We love Dangerous Crossing.
Thank you for reading it and having me on.
And we're looking forward to Fatal Inheritance next time around.
Thanks very much.
Thank you such a lot. It's Rachel Rees. Or should I say Rachel Rees, if I can get the right Welsh accent. So Dangerous Crossing comes highly recommended from us all, I think, then, doesn't it?
Yes.
If you want
definitely.
To read it and you haven't read it with us, then you still can. There's still plenty of time. Go out and get yourself a copy.